Joining me in the studio this morning, Mary Lee House, who is the anti-human trafficking specialist with the Family Violence Prevention here in our area. And Mary Lee, January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. Tell me first off exactly what that means.
Yes, sir. It's a time to bring attention to an issue that often goes unseen in our communities. And sometimes it's closer to home than we realize. It's not always dramatic or obvious, and it can happen right here. And victims can be any age, gender, background. This month is about education, awareness, and hope.
And like we were saying before we went on the air, it's not just a big city problem. It happens all over the country, all sizes of towns, all areas. So tell me, what should we be looking for? What should the average person learn to look for signs of human trafficking?
Knowing the signs is one of the most important things in recognizing human trafficking. Signs often are like a farmer brands his cattle. Human trafficked victims have tattoos. They're coerced into getting these tattoos. Often it's on their neck. It's a barcode or a property of a crown with the trafficker's initials on it. It's a person dressing out of season. So you see someone that, you know, it's very cold outside today, and you see someone in skimpy clothes, there's a red flag for you. Do they work excessive hours, and do they live where they work? Another sign is scripted responses. They look to somebody else for an answer. And anything that they do say, you can tell is scripted. There's injuries like bruises in different various stages, burns, cuts, untreated STDs, STIs, no control over their finances. So their trafficker gets their paycheck. They have a debt bondage, and it's so much debt that they can't pay, and it is to their employer slash trafficker. But every case is unique. Just because they have one or two of these doesn't mean that they're being trafficked, but it is a big red flag.
So we know some of the signs to look for. Let's talk about responses, because the people controlling the victims of human trafficking, these are dangerous people. This is not somebody you want to approach on your own. So what do you do if you feel like you are witnessing human trafficking?
Get in touch with our office, or you can get in touch with the police department. They have been trained in many hours on trafficking, so they know how to go about approaching them. We need to just make the call, see something, say something, do something, and then hand it over to someone who is trained in this area.
Mary Lee, for more info on this, and maybe you have a civic group or organization that would be interested in learning more. You do presentations about human trafficking and other abuse. Tell me how folks can get in touch with you.
I would love for anyone to call, and I'll do a presentation anytime. And you can get in touch with me. My email is ahts@family-violence.org. My phone number is 870-698-0006. You can go to our website at www.batesfulfamilyviolence.com.
Mary Lee House, the anti-human trafficking specialist with Family Violence Prevention. Always good to see you.
Okay, thank you, Chad. I appreciate it.